welcome back. I'm your host Kerim and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral and stolen territory of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We are in the 12th episode of Euro on Euro, where we are going backwards and recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2011. This is an edition of Eurovision with a lot of great songs, and being in the 5-year stretch of great Eurovision Song Contest between 2008 to 2012, it was one of the most fun editions to watch. Now, without further ado, let's start talking about Eurovision 2011. The 56th Eurovision Song Contest took place in Düsseldorf, Germany, following the country's win in 2010, with Lena and her song Satellite. To me, it was such an undeserved victory, even though I liked the song when I first heard it. The main reason of the popularity of Germany was the financial aid it promised to provide to the country struggling during the Eurozone debt crisis, which we covered extensively in our last episode about the Eurovision 2012. I think there were greater songs deserving the win in Eurovision 2010, but we will hear more of them in our next episode. Eurovision 2011 was won by Azerbaijan, and this is the country's first and only victory in the Eurovision Song Contest. They got to host the contest next year in Eurovision 2012, and this resulted in the withdrawal of Armenia due to security concerns in Eurovision 2012. We talked about the tension between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the region of Artsakh in our earlier episodes, but for a brief recap, Artsakh, also known as Nagorno-Karabakh, is a region in the South Caucasus with a predominantly Armenian population. During the Soviet Union era, the region is given under the rule of Azerbaijan, despite the demands of the residents. Armenia gained control over the region as a result of the war in early 1990s following the dissolution of Soviet Union. This remained as the status quo until the Azeri aggression towards the region in 2020. When a large-scale attack was launched, resulting in Azerbaijan regaining all of the occupied territories surrounding Artsakh, as well as capturing one-third of Artsakh itself. Despite initially claiming rocket fires or gunfires from Artsakh to Azerbaijan as the cause of the invasion, Azeri President Ilham Aliyev later admitted to being the side who started the war that resulted in large casualties and destruction. Since then, Azerbaijan kept the region under control and kept blockading the Lachin Corridor, the only road that connects Artsakh to Armenia. The corridor remained closed until very recently, causing a significant shortage of essential supplies to Artsakh, including food. Azerbaijan launched another offensive on September 19th and 20th this year in 2023 and forced the displacement of Armenians in the region by opening the Lachin Corridor alongside a massive strike that forced people to flee. As of now, more than 80% of the region's population has left Artsakh, and the ethnic cleansing is still underway. Due to this, I will not be playing the winning song by Azerbaijan in this episode. So, let's start listening to the songs from Eurovision 2011. I'd like to start with the entry of Greece, which is a fusion of hip-hop and dancehall with the distinctively Greek music genres of Zeybekiko and Laiko. The song is called Watch My Dance, and the lyrics are sung in Greek by Yorkas, and it also features English rapping by Stereo Mike. Greece won their heat of the semifinal one as far as I remember, and received the third highest public vote in the grand final, but as a result of low jury votes, they finished 7th in the grand final. So, let's hear Greece's Eurovision entry in Eurovision 2011, Watch My Dance by Yorkos and Stereo Mike.
I was born so betrayed. Who am I? What I'll be? What is mine in this life? Just the heaven and sea. No, I won't give them up. They're my fortune, my proof. Don't believe what you hear, 'cause the truth kills your truth. The duty I've got is my war against fear, and I want you with me. Yes, I want you so near. Watch my dance, head up high, hands like wings, and I'll fly.
το κεφάλι ψηλά και τα χέρια ανοιχτά. Την έχει η ψυχή μου τη φωτιά. Τους φόβους όλους και sound my heart makes, so I'm staying alive, and my losses won't let my soul to surrender. The power of lost my bet, that's my bet. Watch my dance, head up high, hands like wings and I'll fly. Το κεφάλι ψηλά και τα χέρια ανοιχτά. Την έχει η ψυχή μου τη φωτιά. Τους φόβους όλους και
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR. And we've just heard the Greek Eurovision entry for the year 2011, Watch My Dance by Lukas Yorkas and Stereo Mike. Now, I'd like to move on to another song that I really liked from Eurovision 2011, which was the Moldovan entry. This is called So Lucky by Zdopši Dub, and Zdopši Dub is to me a Eurovision legend. It's a band that has participated 3 times and brought some of the best results of Moldova to the in the Eurovision Song Contest. They recently participated in Eurovision 2022. Yes, it was 22, and they finished, if I remember correctly, 6th. Yes, they finished 6th in the Eurovision 2020, and they received the second highest 2022. So I apologize, and they received the second highest point in the public televote, trailing behind Ukraine. And this their song was "Trenule Tul," my favorite song from Eurovision 2022, and their first entry was also Moldova's first entry in Eurovision, which we will hear in the episode covering Eurovision 2005, if I remember correctly. Let me double check really quickly. Eurovision 2005 Moldova. Yep, it was Eurovision 2005. But now we will listen to their second participation in Eurovision 2011 with the song called So Lucky. Let's hear it.
So Lucky! Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR, and in this episode, we are covering the Eurovision 2011. We've just heard the Moldovan entry, So Lucky by Zopshidup, and this was their second participation in the Eurovision, and they finished in a mediocre place. They finished 12th in the grand final. So, moving on, I'd like to play another song from another one of my favorite Eurovision countries, Estonia. Estonia participated this year with a song by Getter Yani called Rockefeller Street. And they finished in a even worse place than Moldova. They finished second to last. They advanced to the grand final, but they finished with only 44 points in the 24th place out of 25 countries, only passing Switzerland. Let's hear Rockefeller Street by Getter Yani representing Estonia in Eurovision 2011, and you may have heard an altered version of this song on TikTok, because there was a point in time around 2018-2019 where it was a very popular dance song on TikTok.
Flashing in towers, it's Manhattan's magical time. Ballerinas dancing to Swan Lake on a river made of diamonds and pearls. Everything's a little bit weird now, because tonight it is showtime.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard Rockefeller Street by Get Deryani representing Estonia in Eurovision 2011, which finished second to last, or first to last, how to say it in English. I'm not sure. Anyway, now we will take a short break, which I will be back right after.
Witness the world's best cinema, meet the creators behind your favorite works, and encounter live shows that combine music and film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Taking place from September 28th to October 8th, a stellar lineup of over 130 films from 70 countries will transport you to places you've never been. Embrace the magic of cinema with exceptional storytelling that leaves you captivated and inspired. Be in the room as VIFF Live shows breathe life into stories from the screen, combining live performance and cinema. And go behind the scenes with VIFF Talks, connecting you to the brilliant minds behind the work you love. Explore the program and get tickets now at VIFF.org. That's VIFF.org. Student discounts are available, and if you are between the ages of 19 and 25, you can also join VIFF's free U25 membership program.
Power, power, power. Now, you are playing with power.
Think you have what it takes to be champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go.
You're the king, I tell you. The king!
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are covering the Eurovision 2011. Moving on, I'd like to play two songs that I really like from this year, back to back. One is the French entry. It is called Son You by Amaury Vassily. And it's an opera song, which we do not hear a lot on the stage of the Eurovision Song Contest. So that's why I wanted to put it up here in this episode. I think it's a great song, but unfortunately poorly executed on the live stage. So it didn't get the votes I think it deserved. And it finished, if I remember correctly, 15th. I need to just double check that. Yes, France 15 finished in the grand final. The next song that we will hear is the Icelandic entry, Coming Home by the band called Sionis France. This is a band that participated in the national selection of Iceland, Songvakeppnin, and they won the competition, but unexpectedly, the lead singer, Sigurjón Brink, died. And the band changed their songs to English and decided to participate as a tribute to Sigurjón and as the Sionis France. They participated in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011 and finished 20th, unfortunately. They didn't get high scores neither in the televote nor in the public vote. So let's hear French and Icelandic entries for Eurovision 2011 back-to-back, which are Son You by Amaury Vassily and Coming Home by Sionis France.
Questa voce ti arre pura,
mais pentru ricordu di te quella notte qui con me.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the French entry of Son You by Amaury Vassily and the Icelandic entry of Coming Home by Sionis Friends in Eurovision 2011. Now that we've heard one of the quote-unquote big five, the automatic qualifiers of the grand final of Eurovision, let's hear another one. This year it was one of UK's attempts to avoid 0 points, and they sent a pretty famous group of Blue. Blue came together for this performance, and they took the stage of Eurovision in 2011 representing the UK, and they sang "I Can." We will hear "I Can" by Blue representing UK in Eurovision 2011.
In the face of fortune, I lost my way and I couldn't find you. Oh, oh no. We're not the first ones to be divided, won't be the last to be reunited. No, oh no. It's like rain falling down, drops of pain hit the ground. I can speak, there's no sound. I've never lost anything quite like this. No second chances if I don't find it. Oh, no. You closed the door and you kept on walking. Left me behind and there's no more talking. No.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the UK entry for Eurovision 2011 from the very famous band of Blue called I Can. Although they sent a famous artist in search of a better result, let me say, they didn't do very well, and they were left outside of top 10. They finished 11th in the grand final. So moving on, another song that I really liked was the one from Ukraine. It is called Angel, and it was performed by Mika Newton, and it featured a sand art, which made it twice more entertainable for me. Let me put it that way. So let's hear Ukrainian entry for Eurovision 2011 called The Angel by Mika Newton.
When you look into my eyes, world becomes a better place. And to know it deep inside, love is taking all this space. Baby, I love you.
Tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the Ukrainian entry, Angel, by Mika Newton in Eurovision 2011. Moving on to the last part of our show, now I'd like to play, as I have done in our previous episodes, I'd like to play the best songs that I thought that should have qualified to the final but failed to do so and remained in the semifinals. First song that I'm going to play is the Belgian entry. I've also played the Portuguese entry, but I'll also talk about that a little bit, so let's leave it to the second one. First song that I think should have qualified to the grand final but failed to do so is the Belgian entry With Love by Witloof Bey. It's an a cappella song which I have never heard on the Eurovision stage before when I was listening to this live on the year of 2011. So it really stayed with me. I really enjoyed the song. I really wanted it to qualify, but unfortunately it did not. So let's hear it up in our episode.
With love.
Hey, with love.
With love, love, love.
You gotta do it with love.
Swing and do it with love, baby.
Cause when your love is gone and you're all alone, there is nothing left to carry on.
So whenever we're singing this song, we do it with love, baby, with love.
In my mind, my body and my soul, I'm doing everything and I'm doing it all.
With love.
In my mind, my body and my soul, with love, baby, you can have it all.
With love, baby, with love, with love.
Now, rap one, rap two, rap, bring the bass back.
Yes, I had to sing it and I came to bring it to you with love, baby. And I tried to blend it, but I have to add it for you with love, baby.
Cause when I love you and you love me too, there is nothing left for us to do
but to hug and to kiss and to tug and to bliss with love, baby, with love.
In my mind, my body and my soul, I'm doing everything and I'm doing it all. In my mind, my body and my soul, with love, baby, you can have it all.
With love, baby, with love, baby, with love, baby. Oh, whatever you're doing, just do it.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard With Love Baby by Witloof Bey, representing Belgium in Eurovision 2011. They failed to make it into the grand final, and they were one of the songs that I really liked that couldn't make it into the final in that year. The second song that I want to play that I think should have made it to the grand final but did not is the Portuguese entry called A Luta é Alegria. It means the struggle is joy in English, and it's directly related to the country's economic turmoil as a result of the Eurozone debt crisis. The economic repercussions of the crisis were deeply felt in Portugal. The country faced recession, soaring unemployment rates, and reduced economic growth. And the austerity measures that were implemented as a result of this crisis included cutting public spending, reducing pensions, and increasing taxes. While these measures were said to intend to stabilize the economy and reduce debt, they inflicted pain on many of the citizens, especially the working class. The reduced access to healthcare and education services added to the burdens people faced. And youth immigration was a significant result of this crisis and austerity measures. The crisis fueled political discontent and protests, and people were frustrated with the austerity measures and perceived economic inequality. And this song, Aluta Alegria, the Eurovision entry of Portugal in 2011, was used as the protest song. They were chanted and sung and played frequently in the protests, which led to the resignation of the government. In the song Aluta e Alegria, the group, the band Homens de Luta, meaning the men of struggle, they staged the Carnation Revolution, which overthrew the authoritarian, dictatorship of Estado Novo regime, implemented by Salazar, the dictator of Portugal, and that lasted until 1974. I think it was 1974, if I remember correctly. Yes, it was 1974. And in the staging of the performance of Aluta Alegria, there are the singers are dressed as a factory worker, a peasant woman, a soldier, a student, a revolutionary, and an unemployed member of the public, and they carry signs that says the struggle is joy in different languages. Over the next several weeks, they didn't make it into the grand final. They failed to do so. But over the next several weeks, the song became an anthem of the street protests that engulfed Lisbon. And as Prime Minister José Sócrates of Socialist Party attempted to push his austerity package through Parliament, the protesters took to arranged demonstrations and sang this song. And even the Homens de Luta is also took to the streets and sang this song during the protest. And the lawmakers ultimately rejected the bill, and the Prime Minister José Sócrates and his Socialist Party government resigned on March 23rd. Let me say. Yes. So this was one of my favorite Portuguese entries, which failed to make it into the final, like the following year in 2012. I also liked the 2012 entry of Portugal, which also couldn't make it into the final. But let's hear Aluta Alegria by Homens de Luta, representing Portugal in Eurovision 2011.
Estás contigo desanimado, por vezes estás contigo a desconfiar, por vezes estás contigo sobressaltado, por vezes estás contigo a desesperar. De noite ou de dia, a luta é a alegria, e o povo avança na rua a gritar. De pouco vale o sim. Apertado, de pouco vale andar a laborear, de pouco vale um lar sempre carregado, de pouco vale a raiva para te ajudar.
it doesn't feel you. If I you bang, if I you know you menino. It doesn't pong, it doesn't crazy, it doesn't feel you. If I you bang, if I you know you menino. Nesse lugar essa situação. E vamos esquentar quanta reação. Nesse lugar essa situação. E vamos esquentar quanta reação. E traz o pão, e traz o queijo, e traz o vinho. E veio bem, e veio novo e o menino. E traz o pão, e traz o queijo, e traz o vinho. E veio bem, e veio novo e o menino. Não falta quem te avise, vá com cuidado. Não falta quem te queira mandar calar. Não falta quem te deixe ressabiado. Não falta quem te venda o próprio ar.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard Alutaya Alegria, The Struggle is Joy, by Homens de Luta, representing Portugal in Eurovision 2011. They failed to make it into the final, and their song was a street anthem during the protest that led to the resignation of the Social Party government in Portugal during the Eurozone debt crisis. And if you wonder what the sentence they chanted at the end of the song, it was, I hope I can pronounce it correctly, Aluta continua quando o povo sai a rua, which means the fight continues when people take to the streets. These were the last two songs that I played were the ones that I really enjoyed and wanted them to make it into the grand final, but failed to do so. Speaking of this, it's important to note that 2011 is the only year Turkey didn't make it into the grand final from the finals, and that's the only year Turkey failed to do so. Interestingly, Turkey is a really successful Eurovision country, which is not participating since Eurovision 2012. Anyway, this brings me to the end of our episode covering Eurovision 2011. And I'd like to close with a ballad from Eurovision 2011, which is Bosnia and Herzegovina's entry, Love in Rewind by Dino Merlin. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'm looking forward to being here together with you again in our next episode covering Eurovision 2010. Until then, take care and goodbye. Oh, oh, oh.
One to 100 multiplied by you. It all looks great, it all looks cool. Healthy children go to school with others in love. My son loves too. Oh, on the surface, oh, in the distance, it's all the same. Oh, in the darkness, oh, don't you notice what a different game? Yeah. If you take this life from me today.